Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Hey, let him ride, let him ride, let him ride. One more time, hey, welcome in here to the Wednesday, April 24th edition of Dealing with KC. Yeah, we starting a little bit late, but for good reason. We had to hear from Mike Brown, we had to hear from Monty McNair, and now you get to hear from Damian Boyling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And the man Kyle Madsen's with us. He's there in the studio. He's not pleased. He just gave the acknowledge me sign. And, you know, we are off running. My man's
cooking,
a little stressed.
We cooking, baby. We cooking. We all
right. Yeah, we here, baby.
We all right. Here.
Hell, if I didn't break something before the show, there's no reason for Kyle to. We good.
Yeah, I mean, look, and on top of that, don't forget, we definitely winning. We definitely winning. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Well, like your boy said, all we do is win, 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 no matter what.
No matter what, we definitely winning.
Mike Brown and Monty McNair spoke to the media today. Interesting thoughts from both of them. Obviously, no one wanted to be speaking right now, but they are. Monty is a master at talking and not saying anything. Mike Brown isn't Monty McNair. He's going to let you in a little bit more. He's going to give you a little bit more insight. And I think both of them, you know, made it clear they want Malik Monk back. Both of them made it clear they are disappointed in the way that the season went and the fact that they're doing their end of season media sessions right now. But I think, you know, Mike tried to let us in a little bit more, and, you know, Monty gave us the general manager speak that's on par for a Monty McNair press conference. But, you know, you always have to hear from those guys in these moments.
Monty did say a little something, in my opinion. I want to know what you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was asked about the Mike Brown contract situation, and he said the extension talks will be starting soon.
Okay.
So that was something, because once again, me personally, maybe, you know, I just was too focused on this year or whatever the case may be. But I didn't even think about Mike Brown's contract situation until it came up in that Athletic article. And now, you know, it's a bit of a talking point, and he was asked about it, and he said, no, we're expecting it to start soon, so...
Yeah, part of the reason is, unfortunately, part of the reason it's a talking point, too, is because of the disappointment. You know, the disappointing way that the season ended. I'm not trying to stall anybody out, man. I promise I'm not. And I am an unapologetic Mike Brown fan. But, yes, this season, your goal is to get to the playoffs. Whether, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. This is dumb in the era of playing. So I get this dumb. But hypothetically, go along with me here. Everything last year transpires exactly the way that it does. 48 wins, the expectations, the thoughts going into the offseason, everything exactly the same. But this season, instead of 46 wins, and again, I'm fudging this a little bit, but play along with me. What if they finish with 40 wins? But the same situation. They finish with 40 wins. They beat Golden State. Somehow they miraculously beat the New Orleans Pelicans, and they lose in four to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Is that considered a success? Essentially what we're talking about. We have no idea what would happen against Oklahoma City. I understand. I'm framing this a very specific way. Mm. In this situation, we're talking about one win. You got to the playoffs, but really, all we're talking about is one win. But you were seven games worse in the regular season. We could do the Malik injury still. We could do the Kevin injury still. Everything can play out the same, except some of those games where the Kings actually stole one. San Antonio, for example, say those went the other way. Just because the Kings made the playoffs, do we consider the season a success?
I would say yes. I would say yes.
You would.
It a success because you made the playoffs. That's one of your goals. So it would be a success. But along the same lines of what you're talking about, I don't think we would sit here and say that they improved. I don't even think we would sit here and say they're just
they
as
didn't
good.
Even maintain.
Yeah, they would be a worse team, and circumstances led to them reaching their goal. This particular season, with me saying it was a disappointment or you didn't reach your goal, that's how I feel about it. But I don't think the team was worse. You know, a lot of people, push back on that. I don't think the Kings were worse this year. I think they're about the same. And in some ways, they improved. In some ways, you can say they either took a step back or they came back down to earth. You know what I mean? Because there was career years offensively last year that helped that team be as dynamic as they were last year. And you could say, okay, they regressed back to the mean. Some of the Kevin Herters and Harrison Barnes and guys like that regressed back to the means with what they brought to the table offensively the year before. But you put it all together, I don't feel like they got better or worse this year. I think they're about the same. And a lot of people may look at that as a failure. But you also, I'm a big believer, and it's not just like your birthright to, if you're good one season, you automatically have to be better the next season. That's the goal. That's what it is. But sometimes that improvement takes a year or two. You know what I mean? To see market improvement from, your best year or something like that. And I don't look at it, it's a disappointment and you didn't reach the goal, but I don't look at this team and what they accomplished or didn't accomplish or the record and all this other stuff as a failure this year. I don't look at the team as, if I'm evaluating the team and who they were this year, I don't look at them as a failing team. I just think they kind of played the same as they did the year before.
Okay. I guess I was just trying to figure out the importance of, 46 wins, which is about what you were last year. And I recognize most people didn't want that. You wanted to be better, right? We had formulated this idea that, there's incremental steps, and you particularly push back on that a little bit and goes, well, just because you made the first round of the playoffs this year doesn't mean next year you're going to make the first round of the playoffs win and maybe lose in the second round, or maybe you really achieve and you go further, or just because you won 48 wins doesn't mean you're going to win 50 or 51 or 52. That's just, does it happen? Sure. Look at Minnesota. Different circumstances, but look at Minnesota. It happened with Oklahoma City. Different circumstances, but look at Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City's now in the playoffs. Minnesota's now in the playoffs. They're cooking. We'll get to what happened last night here as the day rolls along. But let's say, hypothetically, just for argument's sake, Minnesota falls short in the second round of the playoffs. Minnesota's expectations are going to be, oh, well, next year we got to get to the conference finals. Next year we got to be an NBA finals team. That could be your expectations. It might not be entirely realistic. Right. And if they fall short of that, doesn't mean that it's a failure. Now, for the Kings and the Kings fan base, it's a little bit different, because falling short from what you did last year means missing the playoffs altogether. But what I was trying to do was measure what that 46 wins means, because maybe there's different levels of failure. Maybe a C in some people's eyes is a failure. when in actuality an F, or you know, a D, I don't know, is a failure.
Yeah.
But the Kings, they couldn't keep up with a conference that was really, really strong. A lot of the guys talked about that when Hammer and those guys were out there on Monday, mm-hmm. when it was the players talking. I think De'Aaron has brought it up repeatedly. I've heard Domas say it a couple of times. The Western Conference is a monster, and we couldn't keep up with the pace of the conference. And it was our fault. De'Aaron brought up missed free throws. Everybody brought up games that they couldn't close. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not trying to argue with this season not being successful. Maybe I'm trying to measure different levels of failure. Maybe I'm not trying to be ultra down on this team thinking, because I've seen this team fail. I've seen this team fail with Alvin Gentry, with Luke Walton, with Dave Yeager, with 10 other coaches. Mm-hmm. I've seen this team fail before. This team was disappointing. The end result was disappointing. It wasn't a failure, though. Mm-hmm. And...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's great. We all acknowledge, okay, we got to make free throws. Salute. Got to close games. Salute. Y'all knew that already. Y'all talked about that during the regular season. Talked about defense during the regular season. Talked about three-point defense during the regular season. Talked about all of this stuff during the regular season. Can you actually execute the things that you know you need to correct? We talked all season long, it felt like, all season long about how self-aware this team was. Mm-hmm. And at times it felt like, oh, look, 10 straight games or whatever the number was, somewhere around there. It was like 80% free throw shooters. Mm-hmm. All right. And then they're not. Just out of nowhere for 5, 6, 7 games, whatever it is, all of a sudden they're not. Okay, do we need to bring it up again? Do we need to talk about it again? Oh, they're guarding the three-point line a little bit better. All of a sudden they're giving up 48% again, 50% again. Okay, I don't know what that means. They're aware of an issue. They can correct it in the short term, and then it slips back. All right, now you've got an entire offseason. You're not making in-season changes this time. You got an entire offseason. We can talk about changes and trades and all of this different stuff that gets us really excited and hyped up and makes great radio content and Twitter content and all of that good stuff. Fact is, the core of the team is probably going to be the same. And by the core, I mean... De'Aaron, Domas, Keegan, and hopefully Malik Monk. Mm-hmm. That's the core of the team. Mike Brown is a part of that. We heard Luke Laux is moving up the coaching to the front row of the coaching staff. We heard Del Christie is going to coach the Summer League team this year. That's all great stuff. You're going to have essentially the same coaching staff. Losing Jordy is going to be tough, but Luke's been around. We know how great Luke is. All right. You have the same core of everything. Can you correct the issues that you spoke of this year? And to me, you've got to show me that you could do that.
Yeah, to everything you said is spot on. It's some of the things I've been trying to get across for some months now at this point. Like, I think this team, as is, and that includes Malik Monk, if you lose him, then, you know, you still you got a position to fill or whatever. But, you know, the core of this group, I think as is, this is a good enough team to be better than what they were this year. I think they're a good team. They're a solid team. They're a team where if they make those little changes that are in front of them, they can be a good team. They can be a middle of the pack team. They can be a team that is 4, 5, 6 seed in this Western Conference, and one that's so tough. Absolutely, they could be. So if they come back with generally the same group, which I think they can, and to a certain degree, I don't want to say I think they should, because if you can get better, you want to do that. But it's not the worst thing in the world if you aren't able to get the superstar to be the three or anything else like that. I'd expect the same thing from this team, a team that's battling for 5, 6, 7, 8, and winning high 40s, possibly 50 games next year. The core of what they have is good enough. It's good enough. And you add a guy now in that core like Keon Ellis, who is a good piece for what they're trying to build. I think the Kings, it's hard to say like they're fine, like no problem. No, because you're always trying to get better. You're always working at it for sure. But I don't like people that it needs to be sweeping changes around here. Not necessarily. If you find something that works, sure. But if you come back with mostly the same team, and like we talked about the other day, maybe you add a Malcolm Brogdon type to this group, I think you'd be just fine. I'd expect the Kings to be a top six team.
Well, you keep bringing up Malcolm Brogdon. What do you know?
No, I don't know nothing.
Oh, man, Kenny Caraway insider.
I don't know nothing. Because honestly, I wouldn't want Malcolm Brogdon. But Malcolm Brogdon is,
I don't have a
middle of the road, like solid ball player.
Malcolm Brogdon like.
Yeah, he's not gonna, I don't feel like he's gonna change your fortune single handedly. Mm-hmm. But if you got a good group, he can help with that. That type of player.
Mm-hmm.
You get that? Cool.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Not interested in Malcolm Brogdon. Literally.
I didn't say you were interested in him. I said you know something.
No, don't know that. And if I did know that, I'd be trying to talk whoever told me that out of it. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some literature on the subject.
Courtside Kenny outside, and he told, "Hey, they telling him, hey, Malcolm Brogdon, Kings next year." Whoa, what? Why? I'm trying to see is Brogdon a free agent?
I doubt it. Didn't he just sign a new contract?
Well, I thought so. For some reason, his details are under the premium account of
come on,
spot track.
Like, doing too
I'm sorry,
much.
I googled Malcolm Brogdon. You're giving me premium content. It doesn't look like he has any years left, but I could absolutely be wrong. It looks like it was behind him, but signed a 2-year, $45 million deal, 2024, 2025. Okay, my mistake. Looks like he has one left.
Okay.
24-25 at 22.5.
Okay.
Casey's boy, Malcolm Brogdon.
Not my boy. But he is a good ball player, though. I'm just not, like, I don't feel comfortable with him. I'm like, oh, man, Malcolm Brogdon. But that's what I'm talking about, right? Like, you bring somebody in that you're not crazy about, but they're also not a bad player. So it's not like you get worse by getting them. And you pair them with this roster as is. And I think the Kings are a 45 to 50 win team. As is today, as it
well,
now.
That's what they were.
Yeah,
right. They were a 46 win team. I mean, that's what they are. So I guess the question is, does that get it done next year? Does 50
does?
Does 46 to 50 get it done next year?
Yeah, because if you can get to 50, 49 or 50, you're in the top six.
What was Phoenix? 49, right?
What do we have? 46.
49, 30, yeah, they were 49. They were 49 and 33. And they look like crap.
Mm.
They look dead. We'll get to it. They look like they
nasty.
Floating upside down right now. Goodness gracious. But that's the question. Is the Western Conference, you know, going to continue to be, I mean, and you can ask questions. It's fair. We set up these scenarios, and a salute to all the NBA insiders that hated on the Sacramento Kings, because they needed a lot of things to go right for them for this season to play out the way that they did, or the way that it did, and they did. All of those things went for them. You needed for the most part, Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards and Rudy Gobert, you kind of needed that experiment to work. You needed those guys to be healthy, and that got them to where they are. You needed Chet to really have utilized his first year in the league not playing to prepare himself for his first year in the league playing. Did it masterfully. Looks incredible out there. You see growth from Shea. You see growth from that team overall. Tremendous job by Mark Daigneault. You see that team where it's at. You got Denver right back where everyone expected. You got the Clippers still operating to a certain degree. Phoenix is probably the one team that didn't really go the way that people expected, but it went enough to where it got them into this position. And then you have Dallas, which, again, we'll talk more about this later, had a complete 180 in the middle of the season. Dallas won a game yesterday where both teams scored under 100. This was a team where we were adamant. They were ass on defense. Mm-hmm. They might have been worse than Sacramento at the beginning of this year on the defensive end. And won a game where both teams scored under 100 yesterday. That's a credit to them. That also has to do with the way the officials are calling games now. But still.
The way the Clippers played, too.
Well, credit to them.
Yeah.
Credit to Dallas. And then you had the Pelicans operating with Ingram and Zion. So everything, the Kings only were able to do this because this happened, that happened, that happened. It's not going to happen next year. And they were right. The question is, what happens with the Clippers moving forward? What happens with all of these teams moving forward? And are we in another season where the end result has to be to certify a playoff spot, like solidify a top six playoff spot without the play-in, 49 to 50 wins? All right? That was the case in the Eastern Conference. 48 or 47 in a tiebreaker would have done it in the Eastern Conference. So that's kind of what you're looking at.
22 would have done it in the Eastern
Conference. No, that's not accurate. That's not true. But we're looking in the vicinity of you have to at minimum be back to where you were last season. Mm-hmm. And can this roster do it? We could talk about Harrison Barnes contributing a certain way all year. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's just not. We might not see a 41-game, crawl into the start of the season like we did last year. But the idea that, HB, if Harrison just can give you, 10 every night, and maybe it fluctuates. Maybe you have those nights where 17, but you just don't have 2 or 0 or 4, that's not going to happen. There's going to have to be other. You can't approach next season with that idea. It ain't going to work. If Kevin Huerter is on the roster, you can't approach the idea that Kevin Huerter is not going to go through like a shooting slump. Mm-hmm. He has in every year of his career. This year was really, really dramatic, but let's not pretend like he didn't have him last year. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot, there's roster changes that have to be made. But the question should be, can the core of this group get you to the vicinity of where you need to be? And that's 48-49 wins. Can that core group get you there? And if the answer is no, what is it that you need to add to make sure that you get to that number? The goal has to be like 49. It has to be 49 or 50. It has to be top six.
Yeah, and I personally think the core can get you there as is. Once again, that doesn't mean you don't look to make upgrades or make changes and improve this team and improve this roster, but I think they're capable of it. I mean, we can talk about ifs all day. The bottom line is still the bottom line. But a couple of things were a little unprecedented, right? As far as the loss. They lost to all four of the bottom worst teams in the NBA?
I don't know where San Antonio falls into that. They lost to Portland, Detroit, Washington, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Yep.
So you lost at least one game to all four of those guys, and you went 0-6 against the Pelicans. This is the new version of 2 9-game losing streaks.
Mm.
If you go...
You also didn't beat Houston, right?
Yeah, you didn't beat Houston. So 0-6. No, I won't count them.
I mean, Houston's 41-41. Yeah. They're not trash.
I won't count them. But the whole thing is like going winless against these teams that aren't great teams. Hell, we'll throw Houston in there. That's an extra 3 games. So those 13 games, those 4 losses, 6 losses to the Pelicans and 3 losses to the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
You win three of them, and you're in six.
Yeah,
You know, or close to it. Like, yep. so
you can still suck against those two teams.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So, like, one of the things that you like, man, do you think that you know we're gonna in that type of scenario again? We're just gonna lose 13 games. I would bet they wouldn't. You could flip that around a little bit and say you're gonna win 7 of the 8 against the Nuggets and a LeBron team, the Lakers or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not, but I'm just being generous. Like, in those 13 losses, I don't think you're going to go 3-10 either. Like, it'll probably be more like 6-7.
So, okay, so the flip side is the Lakers and Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
You were phenomenal against the Lakers and Nuggets.
Yeah, but we'll play out them. You're not going to go 1-7 next year, I don't think.
Sure.
So, like I said, we'll get to the medium of all of that. Okay. You won't go 0-13. You might go 6-7. You won't go 7-1. You might go 4-8. You might go 4-4 or 3-5. I think that still gets you the extra 3 wins you need to win 49 games.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We're trying to fix the Kings today. Monty and Mike, they're taking a long-term approach. We're trying to fix it right now. We want to feel good the rest of the offseason. It's D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.